5H. Exercise 4, page 66.
Welcome to the show. Here with us today we have Dr. Malcolm Banks, the author of The Memory Pit. Hello, Dr. Banks. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hello. The pleasure's all mine.
So, tell us a bit about what you do, Dr. Banks.
Well, I'm a neurologist, which is a doctor that works with the brain. I don't perform surgeries, but rather develop treatments for brain disorders such as Alzheimer's. This is a disease that affects the normal functioning of the brain, leading to confusion, aggression, and memory loss.
I see. And are these issues discussed in your new book?
Well, my first book, The Memory Pit, was mainly about neurological decay. It talked extensively about the onset of Alzheimer's, and also discussed ways of coping with the disease. However, this second book, Flexing the Brain, details a 5-step program that exercises the brain. It's more about changing your lifestyle to keep your brain healthy and active.
Could you share some memory-boosting tips with us?
Actually, it seems obvious, but it's always worthwhile to pay attention to what people say to you. Make sure you absorb every detail and actively try to remember things. It's also useful to associate images with words. For instance, try to think of something funny that will help you to remember a place or person's name. Later, that funny image will make the word easier to recall.
You talked earlier about changing your lifestyle to keep your brain healthy. What does this mean?
You see, the brain, like any other muscle, needs exercise to stay healthy. Physical activity improves blood flow in the whole body, including the brain. This is why it's not enough to just stimulate the brain by doing crossword puzzles. You have to work your body too. Of course, eating healthily is also a must.
What kinds of things should people include in their diet?
Well, first of all, avoid junk food. Instead, try to eat berries to boost your brain activity, or snack on nuts, which are proven to prevent neurological decay. On top of this, remember to eat plenty of root vegetables, such as beetroot and radishes, as they help to improve blood flow to the brain.
I see. Would you recommend this diet to people of all ages?
Although memory loss is generally associated with the elderly, studies actually show that early symptoms can develop when a patient is in their 20s. This is why people should always keep their brains active, no matter how old they are.
That's good advice, Dr. Banks. Now, I hear you're holding a seminar next month to launch Flexing the Brain. Is that correct?
That's right. It will be held at Discovery Bookshop on the 6th of April at 11 a.m. It's an hour-long event during which I will talk about the brain exercise program detailed in my book. There will also be a chance for the audience to try out the techniques for themselves and ask any questions on the topic.
I'm sure plenty of our viewers would love to attend. Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. Thank you for taking the time to come on the show, Dr. Banks.
You're welcome. Thank you.